Budding Business on East Coast FM.
Yes, it's been tough out there for businesses over the last while. We'd like to give a shout out to businesses in County Wicklow who are working against those odds. And we have a couple of businesses today, completely different businesses, and see how COVID-19 has affected them. First up, let's go to Wicklow Town and meet Samantha King from King's Hair and Beauty. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Declan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. A lot of people looking absolute wrecks at the moment, just waiting on the day.
We are hoping to get a date maybe for next month. I believe we'll find out on the 30th perhaps, although nothing is ever set in stone. These things can change, but I know from chatting to lots of my peers in the industry, it is much needed at this stage.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you've been open and closed most of the time. That must have been tough.
Yeah, I believe that we were only open for about 12 weeks out of the last year. So that's very difficult. In our business, we have kind of about four elements to our business. And our salon is a small boutique style salon, and that wouldn't be, say, our main business. So we are creating products here, and we are distributing King products to about 200 salons and pharmacies nationwide. So we would have a fairly good idea. We would be talking to salons on an ongoing basis. So that's fantastic, but as you can imagine, last March, all of that ended with the salon business because they were closed and, of course, afraid to buy, and maybe some weren't selling products online or whatever the case may be. So we were kind of in a position where we just had to pivot. We had put so much in, we had so much products coming that we felt we really had to just diversify. So we developed our online platform very, very quickly. And we moved everything towards direct sales to the customer. And we now have a website there that is well on its way to being Ireland's number one hair care website. We are retailing all of the brands that you would know and love, including all of our King products. That really has been fantastic for us.
Is this all do-it-yourself at home stuff and all that?
We don't do any colour. I think that's something for the salons, really. And I know that lots of customers would prefer to do it that way. So this is caring for your hair, as in shampoo, conditioner, our own kind of award-winning.
All those sort of good. And you leave people to make up their own mind about doing their own disaster themselves without.
Without the main thing is everybody needs to make their own decisions and make their own choices in that. We don't sell colour. It's a decision that we just made. We didn't want to do that. So we're more in the looking after your hair and making sure while you have no colour in it, that you're minding it and repairing any of the damage that you might have done until the salon
is open
again.
I'm delighted, Samantha. Yeah, delighted it's doing so well, and fingers crossed for reopening as well with all this. I mean, you're the sort of person that is great to talk to, because you looked at the situation and you said, you know, I can either sink on this or I can get off there and swim, and well done for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hope it all comes back.
Yeah, we're hoping that it's going to come back around, particularly for all of our stockists. It would be great to see all of those guys opening again. And of course, that'll open up that whole end of our business again and our training academy that we have. But it's fantastic to be here at this stage, with our full staff here, with the exception of our salon staff. When we actually went into the pandemic, we were still working from my home, would you believe? And we had four staff working from there. And then mid-pandemic, we took a leap of faith and moved into our warehouse here in Wicklow Town, down the Murrah, in September. And it's been fantastic. It's allowed us to continue to grow. We have 5 new products launching between now and the end.
Well, could I ask you something before my time runs out here? Because you've had various challenges throughout the year. You got COVID, and then there was a weight issue. But how is all those things working out for you?
Well, thankfully, since COVID, I have made a full recovery, and I'm very, very well after all of that. And some may have seen a publication last weekend speaking about my decision to go for gastric bypass surgery, which is happening now very soon in June. It's only a number of weeks away, and that's a very positive decision for me. It's not something that I am sad or upset about. You know, I think it's like anything in life. People have a problem with maybe alcohol or cigarettes or whatever their thing is. And this is just something that I haven't been able to crack myself.
So, but I felt there you are, there you are again, Samantha, taking action on it in a positive way. Remarkable, the story. I'm sorry we don't have time to talk more, but it's fantastic that your view on life against those challenges, and you go out there and you do, which is brilliant. So absolutely. I just want to say thank you for coming on, Samantha, from King's Hair and Beauty, and we'll talk again when you're ready to open up. Love to
thanks
talk again.
Thanks so much, Declan.
Thank you very much. That's brilliant.
Bye-bye.
But well done. Bye-bye. And finally this morning, we're going to talk to Aaron Whelan. A new coffee shop has opened up in Rathdrum. Hello, Aaron. Yes. Good morning.
Hi, Declan. How are you? I hope you're well.
Good. Yes, and you? All good in Rathdrum?
Yeah, we're having a very, very, very busy morning here this morning. So we are the only barista in the town for about 25
woo,
kilometers.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, so it's a very new feature to Rathdrum, and we've been flat out all morning. The kind of story behind opening the coffee shop, we just launched it today, so today's our first day.
Fantastic, because I'll tell you, there are places around, as you know, around bigger towns in Wicklow and indeed South County Dublin, places like Black Rock, etc., who have just, it's coffee takeaways all the time. And so now you're bringing this to Rathdrum. So many people in this morning?
Yeah, a lot more than I had kind of asked for, to be honest. But we're getting through it. We're working through the kinks, and we're just serving people well now. And we're here until 3 p.m. today.
And whereabouts are you in Rathdrum, in case we drop in?
So we are just opposite the Bank of Ireland, at the end of the main street in Rathdrum. So we're literally up on the main street, and there's plenty of parking, and we're right beside the public park as well for kids to go play.
Very good. And you know all your coffee, do you?
Oh, yeah. Well trained. I have a little team here, very highly educated about it all. We're using very specialty-based coffee. We're not just using any old coffee beans. But I kind of way, we've done a lot of research, and it tastes incredible.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure it does. Best of luck, Aaron, at the new venture open today, Nora Coffee. Nora Coffee, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's right, Nora.
Yeah. Coffee in Rathdrum. The very best of luck to you. Looking forward to dropping in sometime when things get better. Thanks very much indeed, Aaron.
Too.
Good to
thanks
talk
so
to you.
Much. Bye-bye.